And our second lesson from the Word is a portion of the third chapter of the book of the prophet Joel. Proclaim ye this among the Gentiles, prepare war, wake up the mighty men, let all the men of war draw near, let them come up. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong. Assemble yourselves and come, all ye heathen, and gather yourselves together round about. Thither cause thy mighty ones to come down, O Lord. Let the heathen be wakened and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat, for there I will sit to judge all the heathen round about. Put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, get you down, for the press is full, the fat overflow, for the wickedness is great. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. The sun and the moon shall be darkened, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. The Lord also shall roar out of Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth shall shake. But the Lord will be the hope of his people and the strength of the children of Israel. So shall ye know that I am the Lord, your God, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. And then shall Jerusalem be holy, and there shall no strangers pass through her anymore. Amen. And here further from the work on divine providence, Numbers 16 and 18. That it is possible for a man to be in evil and in truth at the same time, and that the Lord, in view of the end which is salvation, cannot prevent this, comes from man's ability to have his understanding raised up into the light of wisdom and to see truths or acknowledge them when he hears them, while his love remains below. For man is thus able to be in heaven with the understanding, while with the love he is in hell. And this cannot be denied to man, because the two capacities, rationality and liberty, cannot be taken from him, for these are what make him to be a man and differentiate him from the beasts. And only by means of these can he be regenerated and thus saved. For by means of these, a man is able to act according to wisdom, and is also able to act according to a love that is not of wisdom. By means of these, he is able also from wisdom to view from above the love below, and thus to view his thoughts, intentions, affections, and in consequence the evils and falsities and the goods and truths of his life and doctrine. And without a knowledge and recognition of these in himself, he cannot be reformed. These two capacities have been treated of above, and more will be said about them in what follows. This is why man can be in good and also in truth, and in evil and also in falsity, and in alternations of these. After death, everyone must be in good and also in truth, or must be in evil and also in falsity, for the reason that good cannot be conjoined with evil, nor can good be conjoined with falsity of evil, nor evil with the truth of good, for these are opposites, and opposites fight each other until one destroys the other. Here in the lessons, blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.